The Caribbean Development Bank, the CDB, is a multilateral financial institution dedicated to assisting countries within the region to achieve sustainable long-term economic growth and development. In addition to financing programs that contribute to the social and economic development of the Caribbean region, the CDB provides its member states with advice and research on economic policies. Headquartered in Barbados, the CDB was established in 1969. It serves and supports CARICOM member states by providing their governments as well as their public sector entities with debt financing for projects.
Currently, the way we describe our mission is that we want to be the leading catalyst for development resources into the region, with the objective of working towards the systematic reduction of poverty through social and economic development.
President of CDB Jamaica, Dr. Warren Smith. Jamaica and the CDB share a long-standing and mutually beneficial relationship that predates the institution's establishment in 1970. The country is prominently positioned as one of the institution's two largest shareholders, with a 17.3% interest amounting to approximately $1.9 million of the bank's total shares, which Dr. Smith says totaled $1.1 billion at the end of 2015. Jamaica is also one of the 28 members of the Board of Governors, who are the CDB's principal shareholders. The group comprises the 19 regional borrowing member countries of the Caribbean, 4 regional non-borrowing countries, and 5 non-regional non-borrowing countries.
We have provided financing over the years for hard infrastructure like roads, bridges, water, and sewerage type projects. In more recent times, we have put a much greater emphasis in the infrastructure area on education broadly defined.
The country is the largest beneficiary of the $4.8 billion in approved loans and grants disbursed by the CDB between 1970 and 2015, having received $781 million, or 16.4% of the sum. Among the notable provisions is a $35 million policy-based loan to the government in 2014. Dr. Smith says this formed part of overall funding support for the administration's economic reform program, provided by the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, European Union, and the Inter-American Development Bank. One of the objectives of the CDB loan was to ensure that the government could increase provisions to beneficiaries under the Program of Advancement through Health and Education. This to safeguard the most vulnerable, who are usually most impacted by these kinds of reforms. The Students Loan Bureau is another notable beneficiary of CDB funding support. Two loans totaling $20 million each were approved for the institution in 2010 and 2012. The provisions have enabled over 10,000 young people to access tertiary education and have also impacted the finances of the institutions they attended. The country has also benefited from the CDB's flagship Basic Needs Trust Fund project, being implemented by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF.
If we as a development institution can't mobilize resources cheaper than the beneficiary countries, we really haven't added very much value. So that is our main source of our activity. Always out there trying to find the best priced resources for our region.
President of CDB Jamaica, Dr. Warren Smith. The 46th annual meeting of the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB's Board of Governors, is now underway in Montego Bay, St. James. The meeting, being held from May 16 to 20, has brought together heads of state, ministers of finance, and high-level representatives of 28 countries. It is being hosted under the theme, Economic Transformation for Growth and Poverty Reduction.
Residents of Maypen and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, May 28 between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Tax Administration Department. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or by manager's check. That's the Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, May 28, 10 to 3 p.m. in Maypen.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.